Chapter 4. The Creation of a Monster. Then the moment arrived. It was 1 o'clock on a cold, wet November night when the storm began. Black clouds filled the sky. Thunder crashed, and then, finally, came the lightning. My candle had nearly burned out when the sky lit up, and there was a noise as if hell itself had opened. For a few seconds, nothing. Then I saw the dull yellow eye of my creature open. It breathed hard, and its entire body trembled. He had shiny long black hair, good features, and perfect white teeth. But suddenly I noticed that the muscles and arteries of his body could be seen through his thin yellow skin. He had watery, colourless eyes, and his lips, instead of being pink and healthy, remained thin, cracked, and black. It was a catastrophe. I had worked so hard to create a beautiful creature, and I had failed. What had I done? My beautiful dream disappeared, and I was filled with horror and disgust. I could not look at the being I had created, and I ran out of the room and into my bedroom. When I finally fell asleep, I dreamt of Elizabeth. I dreamt she was walking through Ingolstadt. Surprised and delighted, I kissed her, but as I did so, she fell down dead. Her features changed, and I was looking at my dead mother. I woke up suddenly, sweating terribly and shaking in terror. Then I saw the monster, holding back the curtain of my bed. He was staring at me and smiling strangely. He stretched his hand out towards me, as if he wanted to touch me, but I screamed in terror and leapt out of bed. I ran straight down the stairs and out of the house. I spent the rest of the night outside in the courtyard, in terrible fear. I was very weak and filled with horror. I was also bitterly disappointed. I had dreamt of creating a being full of goodness and beauty, but I had failed completely. The morning finally came, grey and wet. At 6 o'clock, I went out into the street and walked around, soaked by the rain. I did not dare to return to my room. Eventually, I stopped at the inn and noticed a coach arriving. Henry Clerval got out of the coach and walked towards me. "My dear Frankenstein," he exclaimed, "how happy I am to see you. How lucky that you should be standing here just as I arrive." I was delighted to see Clerval. Seeing him made me think of my father, Elizabeth, and home. In a moment I forgot my horror and misfortune, and for the first time in months I felt calm and happy. I welcomed him warmly, and we went together to my room.